have put the air conditioner on. It's hot in here.
So, I think I did.
Okay. Alright. Okay, I call our meeting back to order. Just to clarify something before we go into our next issue, the press had asked about timing, or I had a question on timing originally. And Friday I had an email saying that there had been a meeting requested with Aegis for 2 o'clock today. And I acknowledged, accepted the meeting. It was sent to the county commissioners. It was sent to Joe and Larry and our attorney, Mr. Paulson, who I don't see. Is that right, Nikki?
That's correct.
And we don't have the 2 o'clock time on our agenda for this week. We don't have Aegis listed for our agenda this week. All we have is an executive session. Is that right, Nikki?
That's correct.
So my question is, or I have many questions, but one of them is, why did we not put the time down? And I can understand that a little bit because we've talked about that. But I'm not sure why we don't have Aegis on the list. This morning I brought up, I made a motion to get bills paid that have been withheld, I believe, wrongly. I believe these bills have been withheld unjustly. And I didn't get a second on my motion, and I kind of took it that we had this 2 o'clock meeting and that it would be open to the public. I think there's a lot of things that the public should have available to them. They may not care. I don't know. But I certainly care. The county is responsible to pay their bills when there's a valid contract. And to the best of my knowledge, we have a valid contract. Bob's reviewed it when we entered into it with Aegis last year. So I'm not sure what's going to happen as far as timing. I don't know what conversations I'm not aware of between the commission and Nikki or whatever, but these issues should be an open session, and I would like us to hear the sewer board and that issue and come right back and give me an opportunity. And if you guys don't want to talk about it in a county commission meeting, I'll be happy to talk with the press. Don't mean that as a threat, but you guys have put this off, or you have, Jim, I feel like. You have put this off and put this off and put this off, and this firm should be paid, and they're not being paid.
So are you representing Aegis then?
Jim, I'm representing Taney County.
Okay.
Well, then I'm representing the citizens of Taney County, and we went into a contract, you, me, and Danny, with Aegis Engineering, and they have sent us bills, and they're not being paid. That's who I'm representing, as citizens of Taney County. You know that. That was, what do you call that, a rhetorical question, I guess.
Sure was.
So, no, I'm not representing Aegis at all, but I'll be glad to speak to the issues, and I hope I will have an opportunity, God willing.
Under a normal contract discussions,
mm-hmm.
We have fixed pricing of the Aegis contract.
Yes, sir.
Then we also have a subjective hourly rate.
That's correct.
I know. And so what I'm saying is, just because we get an invoice doesn't mean the county owes it, Chuck. And so it requires our due diligence to make sure that we pay the bills that are owed, not that are subjectively discussed. And so that's why I'm waiting till 2 o'clock when Aegis shows up, for us to talk about their billing and if they do owe or don't owe it. They have not requested a meeting, okay? It's us that we requested the meeting with them. So I know that you seem to be very eager to pay them, but they haven't been eager to set up a meeting and say, why haven't I got paid? No one's restricted a meeting with Aegis. So,
Jim, I'm sorry.
No, so I'm just saying, we can talk about it now and wait, let the sewer board hear this, or you want to take care of the sewer board first?
You just stated that Aegis has not been eager to talk about this, and...
No, I said set a meeting. Eager okay. to set a meeting, is what I said.
Apologize. You just said that Aegis has not been eager to set a meeting, and I don't believe that's honest. I don't believe that's true. And I would be tickled pink for us to pull phone bills from Aegis and phone bills from you and the rest of the county commission
sure.
and see if what you just said is true, that Aegis has not sought a meeting. I mean, whose responsibility is it? I mean, we've put these bills off, and have we sought a meeting?
We did. It's 2 o'clock today.
2 o'clock today. We did that Friday. Jim, these bills go back to December of last year.
Correct, Chuck.
And they have not been addressed.
They have indirectly because we also sent them a letter saying that phase three of the contract.
I tell you what we could do, and I'd just be tickled pink if we just wait till 2 o'clock.
That'd be great.
And it would be an open meeting so that everyone can understand what's going on here and maybe see why I'm quite concerned about this.
That'd be fine.
Wonderful. I would suggest then that we make a motion to go into executive. Is that what we need to do with the sewer board?
Well, I requested that. We get things straight here on this part of it. Yes, I requested a sewer board meeting on the Y Highway sewer project with the sewer board and the engineers and the people involved. This other deal with Aegis chaps me. If the fact that we had a meeting and we have had one vote that I know of on this issue of land usage, you gentlemen wanted to go on to the second stage or the third stage, and I was against it. And I think that will show up in the minutes. And then we get an overpayment that is questionable. And so we question the overpayment, and now we end up in a heated discussion about it. But I make a motion that we go into executive session on the sewer board issue with the sewer board on the Y Highway project.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried. All right, we're going into executives.